We survived. We survived.
Hello, motherfucker.
We survived. Isn't that nice? We're not 10 feet under? No, 6 feet under?
I wanted this to be over. I don't know why we continue.
Welcome back. We passed through COVID, except for Cho, because he's obviously takes care of himself more than others.
Genetically superior.
Korea number one.
How did you feel about the booster shot?
Yeah, that shit fucked me up. Yeah.
But no, we all got COVID, so delayed everything fucking forever. Because we all got it like one every, like, you got it, and then like 2 days later, 3 days later.
I got it literally the day before. No, my family got it the day before Christmas, and then I got it that Monday.
I had it Tuesday.
And then I caught it around
a week after.
Like a week after, like, I don't think after.
And then
Cho fucking stayed safe.
Cho did what he...
Cho was just vibing.
Cho was chilling. Yeah. For once, homebody, it was beneficial for him.
He's like, homebody? Yeah. So it benefited you. But now we're back. Thank you so much for people that are tuning in back. I know we've been missing for a little bit, but we had to feel better. We all had to get tested and make sure we were not contagious, because that shit real. I thought it was just
a movie.
That Biden, he's on to something.
He's on to something. No. No, we're back. So thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing, and make sure you check us out on everything. But
that coochie guy. He's on to something. Fauci guy.
A lot of happened, dude. Like, Betty White died.
Yep.
On the last
Bob Saget
season,
died.
On the Bob last Saget episode, fucking died.
In the beginning of the episode.
Bob Saget died 2022, right?
Yeah.
And Meatloaf died too. Betty White died the week of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
She died literally
the week of Christmas.
Around the end of the
season. Because wasn't she supposed to turn 100?
Yeah, she turns out. She turned 100.
They already made a whole fucking, like, they made congratulations. And then they're like,
well. That's fucked up. They already made a congratulations, you're 100. Dude, that's fucked.
And then they were just like, you know what? It's an homage.
But you know who's been living for the longest? That one bitch, the Queen of England?
Like, how old is she?
She's younger than Betty White.
Yeah.
Is she? She's been kicking it for she's been kicking it for a long ass time.
She's like 87 or some shit like that?
Really?
I don't know, so. But she just aged poorly because of the incest.
I don't think they're all incest, no.
Originally, yes, they were.
Yeah. They all married their, like, second cousins.
Yeah.
You got to keep the bloodline.
But second cousins doesn't
mean...
As me,
who's watching Game of Thrones, knows.
I mean, it's incest light.
Light incest. Because how much does it count to be incest? Like, how much would you... Okay, if one of your, like, long relatives... Like,
we're not answering this question.
Let me ask my incest question, bro.
I'm not answering this because it's a hypothetical.
Let me legitimize my one summer long ago.
Joe, hold on.
No. I'm not going to answer your fucking hypothetical about me fucking my cousin.
And again, this is why I wanted this to end.
No.
Funny Jesus. Who's the one that brought it up, though.
No, hypothetically, how about you...
You don't even know
how about you hypothetically shut the fuck up? How about that?
That's not possible either.
I'm just saying, if...
No one wants to answer your dumbass question because it's fucking weird.
No, it's not.
No one wants to
valid.
Think about that they might have fucked their cousin hypothetically. No.
How about you answer the question?
Yeah. Can I ask a question before y'all
ask your first? Ask your question and answer.
Okay, ready? Hypothetically, how's your day? See, now you're an asshole.
I've missed you. It's been a while.
It's been a while, you asshole. How's this my hypothetical question?
I'm already over it.
Hey, welcome to our last episode.
2022, baby. Because it happened to Leia and fucking... I mean, that's what I'm saying. It can happen to Skywalkers. It can happen to anyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're... Motherfucker really thinks
it's
Star Wars.
Why did you bring in a Star Wars reference for no reason?
Because they didn't know. If you didn't know...
But
you,
they only kissed.
Okay, if you... No, exactly. If you didn't know, you kissed your fourth cousin...
Oh, you're still into this stupid-ass question. Oh, I thought you were talking about COVID.
No, yes.
Yes, the Skywalkers got hit hard, bro.
That's why I was just like, why the fuck is he bringing this up?
I blame Luke. He's anti-vax, bro.
That's what really brought down the Empire.
From Dan really had to go to We Are Young and got everybody fucked up.
That's how the Empire went down, bro. Fucking COVID. Lockdown.
All fuck anti-vax.
Vader was not in the suit because he got burned. He got COVID.
That's why I delayed the second construction of the Death Star.
A worker shortage.
All these fuckers got fucking sick.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to need your space vaccine card, please.
There's a stormtrooper in the back. This is against my rights, man.
Against my rights. You want me to wear a mask on top of this helmet? What's wrong with you? I can't already breathe.
Dude, that'd be fucking crazy, but
there's a space chip shortage.
We need this chip to fire the laser. I don't know what to tell you. We run
I'm
out
still
of materials,
on my
bro.
Tesla, bro. You get good luck with that.
But fuck,
I'm get just saying. Personally, I hate.
Did you hear that we might World War III might happen this year,
Russia, bro?
Because of Russia.
Oh, the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Damn. Already.
Yeah, because Russia's getting closer and closer to the border with more and more troops.
They're just fucking... the first time? Come, just let me put the tip in.
Also, Biden had already sent troops close to them just in case they try to do something.
And apparently there was a new list of demands that Russia sent, and we just straight up, like, don't know-wall them.
No.
Yeah. No. Biden was like, did you hear Betty White died, guys? Fuck.
You insensitive assholes. They're still mourning her death in the Ukraine. But isn't it weird that old white people like are just like, that's still a thing now? Like, armies pulling
old white people? Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was at home being like, couldn't be me.
Fuck that, bro. We should like, old white people shouldn't be ruling, or old people shouldn't be ruling the world, right? It should be like.
But why'd you have to put the filter of white people first?
Because let's be real.
Quiet people.
I feel like most of the people that run the world are like light skinned.
Again, Mao's at home be like, couldn't be me.
That's because you are light skinned, John.
I'm
John is light skinned?
I don't know, because he's quarter black. So technically
he's as dark as you.
No, but he's light skinned.
You can say I'm red bone, but you can't say I'm light skinned, man.
That's light skinned.
He's light skinned.
He's Lewis.
your skin tones are the fucking same.
Bro,
legit.
He's just as dark as you, fucker. Yeah.
No, he's
fuck?
Not.
And bigoted.
No, John.
Definitely, John is darker than you.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he is. Well, he is, yeah.
Okay, then. So
what
the
wait, what was I doing?
But why did you call him light skin? Why did
you
call him
a
light
skin? I was on.
You called him a light skin.
Yeah, you are a light skin,
he's
bro.
Not a light skin.
I'm not.
No. You just agreed that he's darker than you.
Get your booster, guys.
Have you seen his? We just saw his dad. He almost
okay,
blended
let's
in with the dark.
That's true. Let's
the man's
just
eating without the light on.
He was eating without the light.
Hey, don't judge him.
All you hear is the plate sound. Yeah, is that a ghost?
It's the Holy Ghost of the Holy Ghost of the Christ.
He looks up, you just see white eyes.
But then we all got COVID except for Cho, and then Lewis got his ears pierced. Look at him. Y'all look at them boogers.
He became an E-boy.
He became an E-boy.
No, a true E-boy would have the Christ earrings.
Jesus Christ.
He's waiting for his Etsy order.
No, because you can't
shipping,
take him out. Cause
shipping's taking too long.
No, because his ears are still healing.
The bays are still blocked up, bro.
Stupid. No, but you got nice piercings, which, you know, we watched No Way Home. It was a good night before the
Fire Nation attack.
Wait, going back to that date, if we had invited you, Cho, would you have gone?
Yeah, would you
no,
have gone?
No, because I haven't seen any Spider-Man
knew.
Before.
So you knew he was infected.
Wait, you never saw the original Spider-Man?
Like the Tobys?
No, I saw the Tobys and the Andrews, not any of the Tom Holland.
No, I never watched the new Tom
Holland. I actually just watched the first one that Tom Holland did.
Oh,
the very first, what was it?
Where he fights
no
the
way home.
Homecoming?
Or homecoming?
Always Home?
Yeah, Homecoming.
Homecoming,
where he fights
No Way Home,
the
Vulture.
And then
yeah.
Back in Time or something.
Which bothers me because, like, all the Spider-Man movies are always dealt with, like, how they got, you know, their powers and shit.
He just had it.
This one just came just like that.
Oh, no.
Like, there
no,
was
no,
well, like...
Wait. You have to watch all three to understand his, like, his course. It's what made Newman like it more.
But I don't want to do
I
that.
I only like that one movie.
Homecoming or No Way Home?
No Way Home. I never watched any other. I only watched
so
No
he
Way
has
Home.
His. He has his. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to spoil it for anybody.
Spoiler alert.
So I don't give a fuck. It's like he pretty much
Iron
has
Man
his
dies.
Like Uncle Ben moment
yeah.
in this one, but it's not Uncle Ben. It's Aunt May. She
Aunt
dies.
May.
And then
oh, yeah. Like, I already know because
yeah,
I already
yeah.
saw. I already
but
saw
like,
someone
like,
spoil
like
it on
the
YouTube.
Whole, the
she got
whole,
fucked up by that hoverboard, bro.
Yeah. Dude, literally on YouTube.
Like just me. Like knew it.
Just like me.
She ate
that
shit.
TikTok
the whole movie.
Yeah,
we're the green,
yeah.
But actually, the Green Goblin was the laugh at the end.
Yeah. On the TikTok, I cut it off, but when, once I went down, I went, with great power.
New one on the floor. That's a neat trick. That's a yours.
Yeah, but on Zendaya, no, it's on TikTok. Sometimes I'll scroll through TikTok and I'll see like the Spider-Man. Someone will try to like do the Spider-Man spoilers, whatever. I would watch it because I really didn't give a fuck. So I watched like what happened, how he just starts beating the shit out of Green Goblin. He goes
Bro, there's like this one that I saw. So in the original Spider-Man, they have Nickelback like as the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So
people were saying that they should have put Nickelback in this.
So literally, there's a TikTok where like where all three Spider-Men are swinging, and then they have the "And a hero to save
you." Honestly, I feel like if they did that,
Nickelback should have headlined When We Were Young Fest. Bro.
First of all, if you say
they're
that
not
again,
emo,
but they were a vibe. Throughout the whole, like,
no, if you're gonna do a festival with Nickelback as one of the headliner, you need to have Nelly.
You're telling me if we're having a band tournament, ready?
Tournament,
like a band tournament, we
a
have
battle
battle band brackets.
They used to do that at War Tour. That was
exactly. I would bet heavy on Nickelback winning.
You must have forgotten the era of where everyone fucking hated them.
But you forgot that around that era where. Were those bands flourished? Nickelback was on top.
Yeah, they were on top.
No, but like, that time
period
would not
win. Any gym you
would
go into, bro, Nickelback was playing.
But if you're going,
look at this photograph. Like anywhere,
look at
dude.
This graph.
I'd say every story was playing Nickelback when those bands were popping off.
But it was like fucking back then. It was like what Nickelback, Three Doors Down.
My God, Three Doors Down.
Yellow Card was part of that group.
Yellow
Breaking
Card was
Benjamin.
Honestly, I actually miss Breaking Benjamin. I love their
if
songs.
If you never headbanged to Breaking Benjamin, then you were a terrorist.
You're a terrorist. But I mean, I would say with Yellow Card, they were their own like section with like Blink, Story of the Year, Newfound Glory, and
but
all
that was
where
all
bands.
That era too. Like the Yellow Card and Blink were like the mainstream of that group, but they were in that era. They popped off around
would
the time
you say Yellow
that
Card
Nickelback.
And Blink were the, I would say it was
they were
like
in the 2000s.
Early 2000s, just like Nickelback.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Three Doors Down too, and then there was another band.
If they were on the radio before the towers went down, they can't be in that music festival.
Okay.
If they're in the radio before the towers.
So Blink 182 never.
All the small things was definitely popping before the towers went down. People say while they were on the airplane, that song was played before collision.
small things. Imagine your last.
That's so fucked up,
bro. But imagine your last moments and Blink is playing,
dude. Honestly, what song would you want to be like the last song you like just fucking hurrah to? Like, if you're like driving off a cliff, what song is the song that you're like, fuck it? Like when the beat drops,
it would be way better if it's the worst song.
Is it that?
Or imagine just right when you hit the water, like right like that last moment before it goes black, you just hear, "Hello there."
Let's fly. I would get that
would be mine. Who are they called?
Here we go.
That was
Fuck. What was their name?
Asian Persuasion?
No. Fuck.
Because they also
they
wrote
did,
like a
G6.
Yeah, they were.
Fuck. I need to look it up.
What's their name? I know they're Asian.
They were Asian.
Far East Movement.
Far East Movement. I know it was something East. There you go. Something East Asian.
Not the West. They were
not
the
West. They did not look Western.
They watched the Rush Hour. Or was it? What was the other movie that Jackie Chan did with Owen Wilson?
Shanghai Nights.
Yeah, they heard that line. They heard that.
Dude, that's a
good
ass movie.
They heard that stupid line. The sun sets in the west, but the sun rises in the east. Went, yes, Far East. That's a movement right there.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Oh, dude, that would be in my festival.
They burned
too.
Out so fucking fast.
Nah, they.
No, they did
two
smart
songs.
They
two songs.
Dude, they came in like a fucking firework and then. Dipped. Yeah.
They dipped and they went into production.
They made G6
and, like
and then fucking Rocket Ship fucking disappeared,
and then they
bro.
Fly.
Yeah, they fucking just dipped.
Damn, they did dip fast.
Yeah,
imagine the the fucking business meeting, they're like, yeah, y'all are on top of things would right you, now. Okay, we need a second. Here we go.
Okay, do you say they walked so BTS could run?
No.
No. I would say y'all shut that out there real quick.
Big Bang, 21. Big,
no, but okay, fucking, who was bigger? Far East Movement or Big Bang?
Big Bang.
Big Bang.
Around that time period.
Big Bang. Big Bang.
They're really? Because
Big Bang was actually still touring internationally. They would come to the U.S. every now and then.
Damn.
They weren't as big here because no one cared for
K-pop. But the Far East
was only important in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually...
I think they would have been popular a little bit.
Yeah, I heard they have big influence in the Southeast area. Again, it's all behind the scenes shit, though. No, if you go to
Vietnam, bro, they're fucking popping. Yeah, you can't. No, everybody's a rocketeer there.
K-pop does really well in South America. Really? Like very well in South America.
Bro, that's the beauty standard they all want.
Yeah, it's crazy how popping K-pop is in South America.
We were just talking about this last night. They remember, I was like, when a girl says she's into Asians, we always have to clarify: are you into Asians or Koreans? And then you just go Koreans, and I'm like,
yeah, but they want the Koreans that look like the fucking BTS boys, bro. I'm the other
feminized because they're kind of like that heterosexual, like skin. They're very clean cut.
Heterosexual? You mean metrosexual?
Metrosexual, sorry.
You're the heterosexual.
Yes. Because weren't you saying
we'll,
that?
We'll put Nguyen's Twitter so you can flame him and not us.
Bro, that moment when we're playing in Lewis made that reference cracked me up.
You mean heterosexual? That's where I got heterosexual from, you. You were saying it the whole time we were playing.
And then there was a girl on the group, and I forgot what she was about to clutch, and then she lost. And he, very first word, it's okay. It's okay. And he's like, it just goes quiet. And you go, you heterosexual.
That's why I got heterosexual. But that's fucked up that, like, I like Asians, but only Koreans. Like, give some
jobs. You can't have preference?
Yeah, Southeast Asians, you know.
We're too spicy for them.
They're too
dark. We're too spicy. Fucking Cambodian people.
Because you don't know what kind.
They're the Creole.
Yeah. It's mixed with five. It's like, you don't know.
John is five spice. John is a five spice Asian. What does that mean? He's got different five different types of Asian in him.
They don't fuck up the ingredients of the wok and then dunk it.
They burnt it just a little bit too.
And hey, we call that flavor.
It's the umami.
That's that.
And I make it say umami.
Why am I calling you mommy? Don't worry about it.
That's that Viet Creole talk right there.
We going back to Saigon.
They don't mess with us, do mess over here.
To me, my favorite soundbite is that Air Force One.
Little tiny thing about that sound clip, if you listen in the back, there's someone that says the whole name, but in Viet, instead, like he says Air Force Two, but instead of saying one, he says one in Viet Two. I don't know why, that just is what makes it even funnier, because you can hear the guy trying real hard to be American, Air Force One, but then the guy behind him is like trying to correct him, like Air Force More. You're like, what the fuck is that? You're still saying the same shit.
They were gassing that motherfucker up.
Yeah, bro.
You know what's even funnier? Air Forces are actually really popular in our community now, but Jordans still have a staple. And every time I hear old cat say Jordan, it cracks me up. Oh, man. Jordan. And then they'll start fingers right away. Four.
Three.
There.
Damn, bro.
Dodana.
From the ankle up, you can look ratchet, bro. From the ankle down, bro. Woo.
Just imagine, like, you know, the stereotypical, like, Asian meme where they're squatting, they got the cigarettes and chopping ducks up. But motherfuckers rocking some clean fours.
But it's been a mess. I mean, we all got sick. I mean, except Cho.
How many times are you going to fucking bring that up?
Because we want sympathy, bro. Click the link. Donate.
Donate to what?
I don't know. The recovery.
Kimbo's fingers are on fire right now. He's about to bring up the no subscription bar.
We were planning on releasing shit prior to us getting sick.
We got sick.
Maybe we'll do it later on.
Dude, that shit fucked our momentum up so badly, too. The week before, we actually were pretty, like, consistent of like meeting up, getting stuff done to get ready for the new year, and then fucking boom, Christmas
time. We all I just gave him a call. Hey, I got COVID,
and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I was like,
fucking
I was like,
Lewis.
Oh shit. I feel fine.
I thought so too.
He said, oh,
I
shit.
Genuinely was like,
he's giving his card to the fucking, where the fuck
he's picking up his Taco Bell. Like, oh, yeah. Bro, did you, any of y'all fucking try the wings?
No.
No,
I didn't.
I'm mad.
Why was, would you? Okay, I first of all, that was your mistake. You went to fucking Taco Bell for wings.
No, I never got it.
Oh. They only did it for like a week, I think.
They did it for
like
a
for
week.
5 days or some shit.
And it was from they like 12. Oh, hold them up, brother. We're on the wing shortage.
Yeah, and they were like, I think it was from after 2 o'clock
after
or some
two,
shit.
You have to order through the app.
Yeah.
And I was That's just like, so stupid.
It was through the app.
I'm not trying to I get
ordered,
wings
bro,
from
no.
there.
I ordered it 3 times. Every time I got there, they were like, we're out. So I had to call corporate and get a refund. And you can't get a refund at the store. So I had to call. I called
really?
Taco Bell.
He
yeah,
sounds like such a fat ass problem.
No, because I mean, there was
bro,
once where I got my shit refunded at the store.
They just the managers weren't there.
Oh, they would just cancel the order and then just refund the money.
Bro, I just
they,
take the L. I'm like, fuck it. I didn't get it.
No, because I
was
mad.
3 times?
Yes.
3 times? That's a lot of money.
3 times you fuck yourself over 3 times trying to order the goddamn
I went to 3 different time. Ones too, man.
John said, hit me. Bop. Hit me.
And the last one was like, the last one was chill. They're like, oh, we don't have the wings, but we can substitute it for something else. I was like, bro, just
you want the Apple one?
Apple fork? No, I want
Apple.
Or Yeezys, bro. they sound like they're old school rappers when they say Yeezys. They're like the Yeezys.
So you never got it?
No. It's straight up, one of the last times I ordered it, they replaced it with a bunch of other shit.
With burritos and shit?
Yeah. And then she
burritos,
was like,
taquitos.
Even when she was handing me the shit, pizza. She was like,
the nothing but like, wings.
the Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo.
That was a KFC combo. Get it right.
Two piece.
Bro, straight up, I went to one of those one time, and they ran out of chicken to make quesadillas, so they straight up put the chicken tenders in it.
Oh, dude, that sounds good.
That's really good.
Yeah, bro, that sounds fucking good.
You know what was banging? Remember those fucking that mashed potato bowls that they had at school?
Yeah,
they
monster kinda, bowls.
Yeah, that mimicked the KFC's.
The
like,
famous bowl.
Famous bowls,
famous
yeah.
Bowl. Oh, bro, the little chicken popcorn.
Just saying,
chicken.
That shit is hard to steal. that shit is hard to steal out the
You're
line.
Not stealing that.
Yeah, you can.
I've done it once.
It's you an just, open bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's a closed. Ours was like a closed. They had to come with the lid. So, like,
fancy.
What we just did was we just shoved it into our jackets like this.
And then
you
look
just pregnant, bro.
Fucking walk out.
You gotta walk carefully. You gotta make sure that line's moving fast because that shit's starting to burn.
Yeah, you would have to time it right when someone else walks out the line. You go, okay, go. You fucking follow
them. Or else, dude, your fucking pockets end up like gravy, duh. Because the thing opens.
Gravy.
Like, it gets like squished.
I mean, ours is fine.
Ours are good.
Your pockets are saucy.
I mean, I remember. I think
it's like Napoleon Dynamite. Remember when he has tater tots? Just fuck someone up with a fucking monster bowl.
They got cords together their side.
You want some mashed potatoes?
I got monster bro. Stop, bro.
I would be so pissed, bro. There's fucking gravy and mashed potatoes in my pocket. Oh, bro.
So I remember the last 2 weeks or so, me and Lewis would just steal as many burgers as we could.
Yeah. For the summer or some shit with the
no,
fuck?
We would just we would.
Free lunch was over, dog.
I think it was three of us.
I got a 3 month fast coming up, bro. You mean summer break? Yeah,
dude. It was three of it was me, Lewis, and Charlie.
Yeah,
dude. Charlie brought like 6 or 7. Lewis brought like 10. I brought 10. We had fucking like 20 something.
We had a feast.
We split it and we just ate it throughout the day. Just, in class, we were just fucking eating it.
You just see us walking around eating a burger.
Yeah, dude.
Our school is on a different vibe, bro. You're just passing, heading
no
to
one
English.
Questioned it either because people. Because they would just assume you saved it from lunch. So, but like.
But then you whip out a third or fourth.
Yeah, I'm eating a burger and no one's saying anything. And then I get to class and I pull out another one. And continue eating. So no one would say shit. It was great. Everyone just thought I saved a fucking burger from lunch. But in reality, I had like 6 more burgers to go through.
They're like, damn, bro, that shit must be cold. I was like, no, they keep each other warm.
Bro, at that point, it's very beneficial to keep your laptop on to keep those shits warm. Yeah, bro. Oh, dude,
those fucking giant laptops.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dude, heater, in the winter, that shit can't clutch, though. Oh, yeah, dude. You got a walking seat warmer, bro?
I remember when people used to fucking, they found out that you can have the setting where you could close the laptop, but it won't shut down.
Yeah.
So you had these fuckers trying to act
with
hard.
The headphones?
Not even with the headphones. Just, they just play the music. Yeah, they just play the music. While it's in their laptop and they just walk around school.
You just see G6 playing.
Dear mama.
All you hear, is like, y'all go wake me, Luma.
So around that time, Party Rock Anthem was blasting. Everybody
Party
was,
Rock!
Dude,
with
shuffling
the laptop over their
so
shoulder. That shit bled
into shuffling
the,
was huge.
That shit bled into the Mexican community, bro.
I know.
There's
a lot of
tribal. There's a lot of electronic like shuffling, dancing in Mexican music.
I remember they used to have competitions. They used to fucking have a dance off shuffling. Yeah,
show laws.
And then you know that shit. The vibes you change when one kid does the corkscrew out of nowhere. You're like, oh shit.
It would change when they get when their asses couldn't get back up.
Damn jeans were too skinny, bro.
Cut the circulation at the legs.
Dude, those pants look starchy, son. Those houses look like
you find out they're just unwashed.
Oh, dude, there's a guy on TikTok I see every now and then.
Crunchy ass jeans. Dude, they wash them.
This guy on TikTok I see every now and then. He like purposely makes his jeans super crunchy, so he'll fucking starch the shit out of it. And it's just like a solid like. He'll open it and he'll just set it down and stands up on its own. And then when he tries to, when he first puts his foot in, you just hear.
Oh my god. He's like, you gotta go inside. Like,
he's sitting like a fucking Barbie.
You don't wanna ruin the creature, you gotta go inside.
Oh my god, bro. Some fucking crunchy ass jeans, dog. Oh my god. That was a vibe. Cause I remember around that time.
I never
did
that.
I was trying to get my jeans and sew those hoes into skinny jeans, but it never worked out.
You wanted to sell them,
bro? I was too broke for them skinny jeans, dog, so I took out.
I just see him with like little.
You
little
couldn't
glasses.
Afford skinny jeans, but you can afford a tailor. What the fuck?
He was tailoring.
I was tailor, dude. Tailor day, bro. That fuck. I put that sewing, Boy Scout patch to work. So.
Oh, dude, I completely forgot you're a fucking Boy Scout. Boy Scout of America.
I was undercover, dog.
Gotta learn. Learning. Gotta learn the secrets. Gotta take it back home. Teach them how to survive out here.
I thought they gave you a citizenship.
You want to learn how to sew?
I thought they give you a citizenship at the end of Boy Scouts.
This how you make some fire.
I thought you had to collect all the patches for that one citizenship.
That's how the U.S. markets it to the outside. Hey, come join the Boy Scouts. You'll get a free citizenship if you get all the patches.
It's like fucking Pokemon. You gotta fucking go to every gym. Take down fucking the redneck and all that shit.
That eagle's for America.
But no, dude, they released a new Pokemon one.
Oh, the game? Everybody's going crazy for this.
Oh, I saw that. I apparently have a few other people that are like wanting to get it, but I don't really care about Pokemon.
I gotta switch it anyway.
They're all about Yu-Gi-Oh now, bro.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, I mean, if it's Pokemon, I'd much rather play like Emerald or some shit, or like
they remastered
Sapphire
some of the
and Ruby.
Too.
Yeah, I'd much rather play like the actual
the old ones.
The new ones are just too
they
much.
Look cool, though.
They don't look bad. It just
no,
like
it's just like the game
world.
Mechanics and shit.
I
just
played
too
Shield
much.
And Sword.
Yo, when you start
you did?
Doing like remixes on those characters, like if you have a Charizard, you can like re-evolve it into something else, like mega versions and shit like that.
Yeah.
That shit got
okay. The mega versions were stupid because that's some Power Ranger shit. Exactly. Like you don't need.
Are you talking about when they get like super big?
Yeah,
that was too much.
Yeah, like no Zoid is gonna come up. Like, chill, bro. Like what the
you
fuck
hear the
y'all
guitar
y'all
riff right when you're holding down B.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I only play the old Pokemon games because those are just more fun, more straightforward.
I think me and John had like that straight. This conversation is just like there's no real game that like is intriguing to like play right now. The only like
for
me, even Valo, we play it as a comfort game because it's just like the go-to thing.
Yeah,
I've been
balls
deep on Old Republic, Star Wars.
Oh, I've been seeing you play it.
I'm the darkest Sithist. I'm killing babies, dog.
I can't picture Nguyen being a Sith Lord. He's fucking up babies and going,
yeah.
just preach. Stone face, just.
No, because you get options to say something, right? Like someone's like,
"Would
you?"
And one of the options is always yas. Oh, would you help me? The fucking option he chooses is fuck you.
Give me your shit.
Nuance only has two options: it's yas and bet.
He chooses that, man. In the game,
he's like dog side. He's just like
yas. Dog side.
Wait, the lore about Sith, to become a Sith Lord, you have to kill your master, right?
No, it's the rule of one. That's the rule of one.
So imagine he's like, it's time. We're gonna have to fight to the death.
Yes. But for real,
to the death. Bet.
He was just like, wait a minute, put the
halfway through the fight, he's like, did you know I'm in a band?
Let me see your playlist.
You know who my manager is? You know who my manager is?
But no, bro, because like when it comes to RPGs, bro, I feel like I can put my like I put my head in their headspace of my character.
So you like to actually role play?
Like in my head, like it's like, oh, we need you to save this, and so then I go die. In my head, I'm like, yeah, I send this dude to death. Dude.
So watch out, bro. You like to fucking immerse yourself in.
So you
think your character is you? So bro, whatever.
Ewan's walking around with fucking capes.
I'm walking around with capes in his apartment. Everything is dark. He's like, where are the lights off?
Something.
Oh wait, my Uber Eats here.
You
can't afford the lights. I have a robe, dude.
Is it black? Is it a black robe?
Dude, we can't afford a lightsaber. It's just a string of LEDs. They go red.
It's wrapped around something. It's wrapped around one of his drumsticks.
Why is it dark?
He gets out of his chair. He makes sound effects like.
This motherfucker.
You just see him in the restroom.
He opens the door. He goes zoom.
I flush the toilet and I go like this.
No, bro, but like, dude, I'm like literally like 3 degrees away from doing LARPing, bro. Because that shit's fun.
Three degrees. You can understand a percent, bro. You can have been like 97%. Like, what the fuck is it to why are you using degrees?
The sun rises at the right angle.
Because it's cool. I like
he's
reheating
his
bro.
House, bro.
He just starts doing like band riffs. I'm 3 doors down. 7 seconds to Mars.
Dude, you know there are actual servers for like RPG LARPing, right?
Yeah, but I want to like come over. Oh, really?
Yeah, like they have so like World of Warcraft and
hold
like a lot
pause.
Of.
Noon just said, "I want to kill a real monster." I want to kill a person in real life. This motherfucker just confessed his crime right there.
I try to kill a motherfucker, bro. What are you talking about?
So you want to do like the actual like. They make styrofoam swords and shit LARPing.
But did it have to be styrofoam?
Yeah, they're mostly styrofoam.
Not be real.
I'm telling you, dude.
He walks up, it's a styrofoam sword, and he unsheathes it. It's a real one. He's like, all right, let the games begin.
But knowing he's halfway through, he's going to start playing like like LARPing with the more professional ones. He's going to be like, you know what? Fuck it.
What was that? Force bullet, bitch.
Pop, pop. This is my dragon's breath, bitch.
I'm saying, dude, that shit's fun. Role playing games are fun, bro.
But that's the only RPG, multiplayer RPG game you've played?
No, I played Skyrim and all those, but like.
Not talking about like MMO RPGs.
MMO, no, like Elder Scrolls Online.
Well, you actually played it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I leveled up to like, what, 24, and then I gave up because. I had a nagging wife at the time.
24. That doesn't sound that high.
I know. It's so
that's
hard.
That's like a three-hour session right there.
Yeah,
like
two and a half hours. Yeah. Because, dude, you had to grind, bro. What the fuck?
I'm surprised you didn't get. I'm surprised you haven't downloaded Fantasy Star yet.
I do have Fantasy Star.
Oh, you did? It for a bit.
Bro, we were planning to do a stream together, and then motherfucker made his own account and started playing without us.
Because that's what John would have done.
No.
I literally did it. I sat down and I went, what would John do? Probably level up. And then I grinded.
He wants to be ahead.
Yeah, I want to be ahead.
Look at all the cool shit I could do before you guys.
I forgot a long time. We were like, dude, let's play, like, I think Fantasy Star. And I'm like, fuck yeah. And then Everybody else is like level 50.
No, we invited you to start playing with us when we already playing.
We were already playing. It was like, bro, this game's actually really fun.
But you know
fun.
How unfun it is when motherfuckers are like 30 levels above you? Bro, and you're like, hold up, let me kill this guy. Let me kill this guy. And then you, know, you slash him once, and then they just like barely slash him. They're done.
We let him be the person that we would. So me and Lewis.
He's the initiator, yeah.
Yeah, so at that time, were you the magician?
No. I was the
You're a sniper too, right? No, swords. So Lewis would tank all the damage from the actual characters while I would do damage from a distance, and then we'd let Nguyen finish them off. But motherfuckers over there, we're just like, bro, the mobs are here.
And then it was funny.
I'm like, your sword is not long distance, bro.
I'm gonna die. I come in.
That's what I'm saying. We're like, this is fucking pointless, bro. These fucking mobs are pointless.
So y'all should play Fantasy Star or Final Fantasy is free or like the majority of Final Fantasy is free.
This is the part that I like. Like the Old Republic, right? You could be dark side, but I just want to be evil as fuck.
Bro,
like,
I want to play
RPG as much as I like any RPG I play. Like I try to be evil.
I think I'm pretty sure.
Like, do you know about the GTA No Pixel stuff?
Yeah,
I want to play that.
GTA No Pixel.
It's literally a role playing server. Yeah. So you like you can choose like a job.
Yeah, just you. You're
just, and you just literally
you,
just,
you go online to live life, bro.
Yeah, you go online.
You go online to live life.
How ironic
you
is this motherfucker like ends up at an airport. Like,
he just like fucking clocks out just to clock back in.
He's like, you're gonna need insurance with that car today.
Motherfucker, hate my job.
But here I can kill people.
But here he has a Spanish.
You can't even kill people because you can get banned for fucking RDM.
You can get banned if there's no initiative for like uninvoked initiation.
Wait, so what are you gonna be mad? They didn't take full coverage. What the fuck? You mad because they didn't take a toll pass?
That's a sentence to death.
I need to reach my quota.
Okay, so in this game, you role play as a regular person in the GTA universe.
Yeah,
And there's a bunch
so
of
even exciting people. You can choose to be a cop. You can choose to be like a fucking bank robber. You can.
Yeah.
It's basically you do whatever the fuck you want. There's just a small list of rules that you can't do.
Yeah.
See, I would try to break all those rules, bro. That's
yeah,
the
I know.
Point of
and
like,
you would be banned.
Yeah, you'd get banned.
That shit looks like fun, though.
Because, like, dude, I'm tempted to buy, like, an Oculus, like, a VR, just to see, like...
So you can go into VR those chat? Fucking dating...
Do some evil those... shit, like, in VR, bro. I don't know
you
what
can't
you
can't
do.
You're
a delinquent, bro.
What, bro?
The hood rat tendencies are coming out.
I don't know, bro. After COVID, I felt evil. I kind of blamed the world. I was mad at the world.
It's not my fault I cut COVID. It's theirs.
It's the universe's fault.
I'm actually mad at China, bro. What the fuck, bro? I got COVID. It sucked.
What else? You're blaming the whole country for one thing.
I'm just trying to be ignorant, bro.
You brought up COVID like four times.
You don't need to try, dude.
Nothing with it.
Bro, it's not my fault we got COVID.
Every lull, he's just like.
Ooh, COVID. Zip, zap, zoom. COVID.
Hey, we've been gone. People don't know that fucking neither survived or not. You don't know.
I know, because I see your ass playing Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah, we also see your Insta story.
From time to time, I've been posting.
This motherfucker, I got COVID.
No,
I'm going out of town.
A whole road to myself.
No. I had COVID and then tested negative. And then
of course, we're not saying
that. That don't matter, though. You're like, they don't know if I'm dead. Got the whole seat to my road to myself. Well,
here's a question, like. Did y'all announce it to the public when you got COVID, or did
No, because what?
But no one gives a fuck.
I'm not trying to sympathize.
But bitch, I saw your tweet. Spending the holidays with COVID sucks.
No.
Shut the fuck up. That's not me. Could it be me? Could it be
I don't want no
me.
Sympathy. I don't want a bitch.
I didn't do that.
You should have replied on to that tweet and been like, this is not Tinder, bitch. You got no game here, man.
No.
Got a couple likes.
Got a couple likes. This motherfucker.
Boom, bam, zap, COVID.
Look, I got depressed.
We got the title for this episode.
Boom, bam, zap, COVID. But that shit sucked, bro. I had to like, dude, and then I watched the worst fucking movie in 2022.
Shut up.
What'd you watch?
Matrix.
Oh, the remake? You hated it?
Technically, it's a sequel.
Oh, the new Matrix?
Bro, you know, that's how we're going to end this podcast. On a low note.
What, the Matrix sucks?
Yeah. Just despicable. I can't even think about anything else now.
It was Bill and Ted with action.
Can't think about anything else now.
Bro, this man had so much to say, and I told him, he was just like, it's all right. And then he literally, no, you know, he literally, like, not even text me. He fucking sent me a voice call. So he's like, this is garbage. This is trash. It's trash.
When someone says, okay, so when you, let's say you go to a restaurant, right, Cho? It's almost like, hey, dude, the food's all right. Like, you're like, oh.
Then why are you going?
But it's all right. I mean, like, I ate it.
Then I go in with no expectations other than it's all right.
It's all right. So I went there thinking it's going to be all right. And it wasn't.
It was
bad. It was all right.
It was really bad.
It was bad. It was like.
I don't think it was that bad.
I think it was. I think you should not watch it.
I'm not going to. I haven't watched any new movies. I've, for some reason, just been watching a bunch of old movies. I watched The Fifth Element like
that's a good 2 or 3 days movie, ago. Dude.
I've never seen it.
Just randomly.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen The Fifth Element.
And you like cinema, dude? Come on, dude.
All right, Predator.
Yeah. Hey, Predator is one of the fucking. Predator's
you haven't watched Fight Club yet?
Hey, bro. Chill. Fight Club's good.
COVID. Why do you have to cough into the mic, though?
Because we're making for damn sure that's going to be his from now on.
Yeah,
we are marking that.
Hey, bro, I tested negative, so.
That don't mean your breath don't stink.
Your breath
I don't
running
care
hot.
Hygiene.
Breath running hot as shit.
A little, hey, it's a little spicy, Dark Side, I'm just saying.
Your breath got evil on it.
Oh, my God. But, so we all got COVID. This
motherfucker. I did that shit on purpose, too.
Jesus Christ.
Clearly a break wasn't needed.
As you can tell, we still don't have great content.
Oh, speaking of which.
Like, comment, subscribe.
We are releasing this on the 2nd, on Wednesday. So the day after, we are streaming.
You sure about that? You sure about that negative test result?
It's a fast test, bro. I checked that shit.
Shit, if I get it, you about to have a fast death.
I hope so. After watching The Matrix, bro.
So, if this hypothetical, please, if you actually do get COVID and you murder Newton, please be the last. His last word that he hears is yas, too.
Yas.
You're just beating on him and right when he's breathing his last breath.
Yas.
Yas. Yeah, so we're gonna be... Nah, fuck all y'all.
Nah, Louis, you say 7 point shit, bro.
Nah, I
nah, say 7 point shit.
I hate all these people. I wish I'd never continued this.
Now you were saying we were gonna have something.
We're gonna do a.
We
group
have
stream.
A fucking group stream, and then we're gonna be over at changing Twitch. Our streams on Twitch.
Yeah, we're so gonna try to do more content out. On YouTube.
And we're gonna try. Don't expect it anytime soon, but on Sundays we'll probably start releasing like. Random video here and there of shit that we want to try out. Just to see if you like it. And let us know.
If none of that works, hey, fuck it. OnlyFans.
No.
We'll show a titty or two.
You'll show a titty or two.
We only got two sets here, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Why you? Look at them things. Them things hanging.
But we need
gravity's
we
winning.
But you know the
your
you
nipples.
Know, but the flavor of the month is Korean, baby.
Your
come
nipples,
on, man.
Your nipples face downward.
Bro, I got some National.
I'm trying to see the nipples face downward, bro.
I got some National Geographic titties, but bro, you got the shit that everybody wants to see, bro. Geographic. Yeah. But you got what people want.
What does
bro?
That even mean?
Like, dude, National Geographic titties, you don't masturbate to. You just learn from them. You know what I'm saying? You tell me you beat your shit off to a Zimbabwe tribe women? No, you don't, bro. You beat your shit to
this
like.
This shit should have ended. Oh, <God damn. laughs>
You know what I'm saying, bro?
No.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is this?
You're on your own.
This is your hill.
No, like National Geographic tastes like they're just informative.
They're informative why your nipples are facing
yeah,
so
they're,
down.
They're just there. But like, yours are
his
like.
His tits are always doing that dance move. Though.
They're doing the whoa. But anyways, catch our streams on Twitch. We'll be back. New studio.
If not maybe. Next week, the week after. Don't quote me though. I ain't say shit.
Nah, he's the only one saying it, so quote him.
Yeah, quote him. But anyways, we're
back. If not, we'll be keep that shit remote.
We're still gonna have this podcast. So
yeah. Hey, you'll fucking listen to it, hopefully.
Oh man. All right. I bet y'all missed us.
Peace.